this is just what I needed.
It is a lovely part, isn't it?
So, tell me, Simon, how did you wind up here, a restaurant manager in Boston?
Ah, well, that's a bit of a puzzle to me as well.
Was your training in restaurants?
Oh, no. After primary and secondary schools, I went to university. Manchester, modern languages.
That's a lot of tests.
Oh, yes. I passed all kinds of exams.
I was never any good at taking tests. Barely got through elementary school. High school was worse. And it was years before I went to college. And I didn't do very well there either, I'm afraid.
Oh, I did well. But there was something missing. At the end of the day, I wanted experience. I was...
hands-on.
Exactly.
Find out the way it works in the real world.
Yes.
So, you got a job.
No. I went back to business school for management studies.
More tests.
He was talking to Anne. At first I thought he was so mean, a real snob, you know.
He's not that. He said he barely got through school. He told me he did really badly at university.
Well, he learned to run a company somewhere. He makes a ton of money.
That's the thing. He said he was bad at maths.
At what?
Maths.
You mean math?
We say maths.
You must mean all of the different maths, because I mean the one basic math.
Whatever. But Wendy, listen to this. He told me making money is easy. He said, if I buy something for $1 and sell it for $2, I make money from that 1% difference.
1%? You mean 100%.
Right. The man can't figure a percentage to save his life.
Tell me about it. You should see the tip he left me. George, would you mind taking care of this for me? You did such a good job last time.
Sure. I'll do it as soon as I can.
Thanks ever so much. See you later.
Bye.
George.
Yeah?
What was that all about?
Oh, Sharon just wants me to arrange some transportation for a guest.
That's not your job.
She just wants me to help her occasionally.
Oh, she wants you to help her occasionally.
Well...
George, I don't think so. I need you 100% in this office.
Right.
Next time, would you please tell her that you have your own work to do?
I'd better do that now. But it won't be easy coming up against her southern charm.
George, why don't you just use that northern charm of yours, hmm?